Security has been tight in Sydney as pro-Tamil demonstrators rallied in the city centre. Many directed their anger towards the Sri Lankan military, accusing it of committing war crimes in their campaign against Tamil separatists. Speakers from various political, cultural and human rights groups were also invited to speak. Many denounced what they described as the carnage and genocide inflicted by government forces during their defeat of Tamil Tiger separatists. The protests follow a week of tension between ethnic Tamil and Sinhalese communities in Australia. On Wednesday, two Sinhalese men were doused with acid when a gang broke into their home in Sydney. Police officials believe the violence was linked to the conflict in Sri Lanka. The attack followed several brawls in Sydney, believed to have involved members of the expatriate Tamil and Sinhalese communities. Five people were arrested. In a display of unity, expatriate Tamil and Sinhalese leaders joined Australian police this week to denounce the violence. Dr. Ruwan Walpola, the president of the Sri Lankan Association of New South Wales, says he deplores the recent assaults.
I think it's deplorable that something should have happened in a country like Australia. We have been all living in peace in this country, and this sort of thing should not happen in a place like this. As to why this suddenly has erupted is quite unimaginable why it should happen.
Tamil groups have held a series of noisy but peaceful rallies in Australia in recent weeks to highlight the plight of their community back home in Sri Lanka. They've staged protests outside Prime Minister Kevin Rudd's official residence at Kirribilli House in Sydney, as well as the US and British embassies in the capital Canberra. Pro-Tamil rallies have been held around the world, including in the Canadian city of Toronto and the French capital Paris. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.